3.3. Well, Grace, what do you think about this as an opening for a cover letter?
I'm sorry to say, but I think it's a bit of a disaster, Oliver. First of all, the applicant hasn't even mentioned what position they're applying for. And in the second sentence, they have obviously just taken a lot of phrases straight from the company's own website, word for word.
Yes, I see what you mean. It's really important that the applicant makes it immediately clear precisely what job they're applying for. This example is far too vague. And when it comes to company phrases and mission statements, it'd be much better if the applicant had put this into their own words.
I totally agree.
Now, this next cover letter is much better.
Oh, yeah.
The applicant has specifically mentioned the position they're applying for and also how they found out about the job.
You're right, but later on at the end of the paragraph, the applicant claims that they're the right person for the job just because they're interested in the position.
No.
It simply isn't logical to say that you're suitable for a job because you're interested in it. I'm interested in medicine, but I'm certainly not qualified to be a doctor. The applicant should have concentrated more on how their academic background matches the requirements for the job.
What do you think about the last example?
It starts off okay, but the ending is far too confident and boastful for me.
Definitely. The applicant should have toned down the phrase, have absolutely no doubt. It's far too strong. A better alternative would be, I am confident that, or I believe that.
Yes, yes. I also think that an indispensable member is too strong. I'd prefer something like a valuable asset or a competent candidate. They could have even rephrased the sentence slightly and finished with, I believe this experience has provided me with the qualifications, experience and skills you are looking for.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.